This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call Franklin Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in just over 7 minutes. Here's Wolchuk. Let's talk some hockey, buddy.
Man, what a game it was last night for the Stars. 6-3. They get another victory. Wyatt with the hat trick. He's been absolutely brilliant. It was pretty cool post-game on TNT. So the last year for my dad's birthday, got him a hat trick. So my mom, it was her birthday last night. She said, hey, you know what? You know, I'd really love, just go ahead and get me a Hattie for my birthday gift like you did for Pops a year ago. And then what does he do? Goes out there, gets himself a hat trick. So I know the boss man, the hockey hot Gavin Spittle on Spits and Suds, he put out the request. Any other Johnston family members out there that have a birthday, let's just make sure you put in the call for Wyatt so he can just go Hatties like crazy. It's unbelievable what he did.
Something to be said for it. Not just a coincidence, Wolchuk. That's the universe working.
4-plus goals in 10 of their last 11. They've been brilliant. 4-for-4 on the power play last night. Last two games, they're 6-of-7. I mean, Stankoven in the previous game was brilliant as well. 12-game home point streak now for Wyatt Johnston. And Rope just got himself weekly award honors as well. So he got the third star of the week behind Andre Vasilevsky and Nick Suzuki of the Montreal Canadiens. But heck of a game last night for Rope Hintz, who continues to be really good since the Four Nations wrapped up. But big-time victory. Rope is currently ranking 5th on the team in points, 2nd in goals, 7th in assists. So this offense is humming at the right time, and we still don't have any projection for when you're going to get Miro Heiskanen back. But offensively, they're going to be a juggernaut like this. This is going to be a really, really tough out for teams in the West going up against this Stars team.
Just shows you, with the power play being as playing as well as it is, and usually that's Miro's kind of his – he's the trigger guy in a
runs
lot of that.
Point
he
for
runs
you.
That point. And so if they're doing some things without him – in the lineup and having the success they are, then boy, that's a really great sign for the Stars.
And their kill, right? They're first in the sport in the penalty kill since the turn of the new year.
Yeah, they've been brilliant. I mean, they're 10-2-1 in their last 13 games. They've got 17 wins since 2025, started on January 1st. So they've been great when it comes to the special teams. Now, I do think we have, you know, rumors of maybe another defenseman being added. The big bummer was Seth Jones, who is a Plano guy. He ends up being traded to the from Chicago to the Florida Panthers. Huge get for Florida. Panthers acquire him. They get a 4th-round pick from the Blackhawks, and they're sending back goaltender Spencer Knight, just 23 years old, and a 2026 conditional 1st-round pick. So Chicago thinks they're getting like a young, bright future stud at goalie, so they're parting with the 30-year-old Seth Jones. The contract also, maybe salary-wise, like Jim Neal wasn't sure, could I really go ahead and fit this in? But I'd keep an eye on what the Stars might end up doing. The Ducks have a D-man to look at. I've seen Mikko Rantanen's name being floated out there. Now, he's a winger from the Carolina Hurricanes, just got traded from Colorado, but I don't think stuff's going well for him there in Carolina. He might want out, but Jim Neal, he's going to have to do something here. I'd love to add another D-man. Maybe David Savard from the Canadiens is a guy. You look at $5.5 million cap hit with Miro maybe going on the long-term IR. Does that open up enough money for you? I think that's what Florida is trying to bank on with Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk with a groin injury goes on the long-term IR. That opens up
that can really assist you.
Cap
How
space.
Much does it open
8.7
up?
8.7
That's a stupid rule.
It's crazy.
You have to exploit it if it can benefit you, but that just is not fair. It's fun to talk about getting additional players with the trade deadline, but this is really about young guys trying to take that next step with Johnston and Robertson, and they've each done that in a big way over the last week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the trade that he made, that Neil made earlier, might be the one that he's going to sit on right now, and they're going to hope that for the playoffs that they get those injured guys back. That seems like, to me, the avenue that they, you know, they've already, like I said, you know, you're saying, I wouldn't be surprised. I just kind of feel like that they've made their moves, and now they're going
to. Everything that we had heard was that move, they still wanted to get it, because CeCe's like an okay D-man. He's not.
Seems like these guys have worked out okay.
Granlund's been really good. Yeah, but if you're going into a postseason series, like Leon Bischel, I know that he's a young guy. He's out with a concussion right now. So that's a guy that they're definitely going to need to bank on.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw the impact a guy like Chris Tanev had when they were able to add him from Calgary.
Yeah.
So I still think like you're probably an enforcing D-man away from feeling really good about this thing. But status quo, if you get Miro back, then you're still feeling great.
That's what I think is probably going to happen here. Is they'll probably sit there and say, okay, we'll bank on those injured guys coming back, and that'll be the difference for us.
Best franchise in the league. Which one's the best run? We just had an agent poll from the NHL come out, and they've got the Dallas Stars as the fourth best run franchise in all of the National Hockey League. Only teams ahead of them, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who got the majority of the votes, Florida and Vegas. But a lot of respect for Jim Nill from top to bottom. One agent said their scouting is outstanding. Their development is outstanding. Obviously, the management there, they've just found so many players. And frankly, they're really good people to deal with there with the Dallas Stars. Best front office to deal with. Stars were third. Minnesota and Tampa Bay were tied at the top. But overall, this was a glowing review on the Dallas Stars organization as the most poor run franchise. Was Buffalo, the Sabres, coming in with the majority of the votes, followed by Anaheim. And what a dip for the Chicago Blackhawks. They got the third most votes. I mean, this is a team that was just going to the cup final. It seemed like every other year for a period there. And then a lot of their guys end up getting older. Patrick Kane, Jonathan Taves, and now with Connor Bedard, they're trying to improve. But I was surprised. Like, they were the third viewed poorly run franchise in all of the NHL. But the Stars getting in some really, really good numbers to work with. Best owner in the league. You did get a couple of votes there for the Stars way as well. Worst owner in the league was the Carolina Hurricanes owner, Tom Dundon. He ran away with this category.
Local guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's, I guess we should be happy he doesn't own the Stars. Tom Gilardi, you're doing a great job over there. Don't change anything, because what Carolina's doing, apparently nobody really wants to work with that front office organization. But Stars have, right now, one of the best paths, in my opinion, to get to the Cup Final. They're currently projected to be the second seed in the Central.
Good.
And really, it's all about, can they get, you know, Matt Dumba, Leah Bushkin, Cody Ceci, like, is that enough on defense right now if they don't end up adding anybody, as Broadus was talking about. But hey, if you get Miro back, and we'll see about Sags, maybe they do have enough on their current roster.
Okay, and maybe it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Yeah. Mike, my mic sounds nice, check. My mic sounds nice, check, too. There we go. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Everything all right?
Excellent, sir.
Good. Let's get this healthy week of broadcasting started while voting, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like
okay.
A plan.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give it a shot. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Give it a shot?
Yeah.
Every day, bro. Every day. I'm just giving it a shot. That's all it is, really.
Yeah, need a shot.
Yeah. For real. Okay, Coach Balsack is our winner. This is his last appearance on The Fan. Coach Balsack's last appearance. If you don't know, Mike Bassick from KMC Masterpiece, he's no longer with us.
Yep. He's Crossroads.
He went to the Rangers now. Here he is, though.
Coach Balsack is here one more time to say, what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys? They suck 7-10, and nothing gets done there. Then they're all in. Yeah, right. You know what's all in?
I'm a die.
Nothing, Corey.
Okay.
Shut the hell up.
All right, Coach.
I'm sick of this crap, and I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing works. Nothing works with this organization. And Jerry's there drinking on his Miller Lights. I think that's the sponsor of the Cowboys. I forget. It's some sort of beer that they sip on their bus in Indianapolis. Start paying attention to the players there and start picking better players.
He's on fire.
Nothing works.
What an exit.
Yeah, seriously. Nothing works.
I think they were actually broadcasting a game while they were in between the two radio teams while that was going on. What do you think those broadcasters heard when Mike was
Yeah.
They probably heard him.
You could sense the ball sack coming from a mile away.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
What's this guy's deal?
Yeah, the Mariners broadcasting team's like, what the hell's going on next door?
Oh, they're talking Cowboys now again.
Poor guys.
All right, let's go to the NHL. Calgary Flames.
Oh, yeah.
Their left wing, Ryan Lomberg, I believe it is. Lomberg.
Hell, Lomberg bleeped her.
That's what I'm saying. Is that the guy from the Office Space?
Yeah. There was two of them, actually. Yeah.
Have you talked to the two Bobs yet? Yeah. Lomberg is right here talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning as if he is Anthony Edwards in the NBA.
We've got a lot of history in this building, some good, some bad. Do you like coming here or do you hate it?
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I hate these guys.
Wow. We're live. No. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's going to tell me we're live.
We're live.
We're live.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I hate these guys.
It's an epidemic. You know, at twice or three times on Radio Row in New Orleans, I had to remind our guests, this is traditional radio because all the cable TV's cussing up a storm now. They think it's okay.
The podcast,
I think we got to go into it on the front end. Be like, hey, I'm sorry, we're the dorks of spoken word these days. You know, they don't let us cuss still.
Like embarrassed about it.
Trust me. I'm traumatized by it. I'll be on that damn YouTube and still won't cuss.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like it ain't right.
Yeah, I'll be listening to a podcast or something, and I hear a cuss word, and I jump. Oh. I look for a dump button. I'm in my damn trunk. Yeah.
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I hate these guys.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, probably.
You and me both.
All right, let's go right here. Comedian Joey Millonaro.
Joey.
Yeah, he did a Chris Collins impersonation and a Pat Mahomes. This man has a deep bag, apparently.
He does.
He did this while on the NFL Network.
It was crazy the amount of people that are there, right? I mean, the amount of people that are there.
It's a hub.
It really is. And Chris Collinsworth was there.
CC
was there. Really? Prime 47.
I didn't see him.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
No, he hopped over and he says, you know, the thing about Indianapolis is when I think of it, I think of what I call the killer peas. It's pace cars, Peyton Manning, and Prime 47. I'm certainly looking forward to go there to have myself a steak. It reminds me of another killer pea, Patrick Mahomes. And I just, every time I have one of those steaks, I sit back and say, wow.
He just calls a lot of Mahomes plays, man. Yeah. And Mahomes plays great.
You know, I saw him there, too, last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was crazy. Patrick Mahomes, I could not believe it. I was like, this dude, he's so busy. What is he doing? And, I mean, all he just kept saying about, it's just overwhelming. I mean, it's really been exhausting and overwhelming to be here because everybody just keeps talking about the biggest story that happened in football in February, yeah. Rich. And it's really That's overwhelming good. For me. And the biggest story in football in February, I got a haircut. haircut. Mahomes got a haircut. Yeah, he's coming on the revenge tour. I was like, guys, can I just sit here in peace and eat the steak and ketchup, man?
Steak and ketchup. That's good, bro.
That's good.
Wow.
That man's got a deep bag right there. Joey Millonaro.
Yeah, I'd call the Collinsworth.
Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah. I think the Mahomes better than the Collinsworth.
I agree.
Mahomes,
I
think damn near a perfect 10.
His best is probably Saban.
Really?
His Saban's really good.
Oh, you know about this guy?
Yeah.
Why don't you say something?
He's been doing this a while.
Yeah, okay, man. Keep me on track, bro. Oh, yeah, well, Lucius, we know all about this guy.
Yeah.
Lucius is now figuring out about him.
I mean, we've played him on the show.
Okay.
Hey. That's me. That's me.
Flash out.
Go ahead, bro. Do what you got to do, man. Get Lucius on track. I ain't mad at that.
I hadn't heard of him. I must have been tuned out that day.
It happened so well to us.
Hey, look, welcome to my world, bro. I thought it was just, I guess we just do it to each other. We're so damn toxic.
Move over, Sean and RJ.
So rude to each other. All right, last one, man. Yesterday was a church day. There's a blessing out for you, and I pray that you get it. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. I listened to a podcast with him on Sunday. Him and Miss Karen Hunter, they would talk about Revelation.
Must have been an entertaining one.
It was very, very good. Very, very good. Learned a lot, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a worship leader in church. I guess he didn't warm his pipes up first.
Uh-oh. I can't thank you enough.
your freezing joy.
Oh, no.
Not try to hit that note next time.
No.
Sounds like he tripped on a banana up there.
Sounds like quite a production.
Who opens your freezing joy?
That was painful.
Yeah, somebody was loving it, though. I hate that guy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Paid him since Sunday school when you were seven.
Nobody likes a show-off.
Yeah. All righty, what do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Coach Sack, nothing works. Ryan Lumberg talking about the Lightning. Joey Millonaro, Collinsworth, and Mahomes. Worship leader didn't warm up his voice properly. I could go for any of these. I just feel like it's appropriate to vote for Mike. Chief, how about you?
Yes, same here.
Lucius?
Chris Collinsworth, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, almost went there. Woolchuck?
Yeah, I'll go with Joey.
Okay. Brian?
Joey. Hey!
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Joey Millonaro. We'll make sure Basky gets honorary five-time status for G-Bag of the Year. There you go. Yeah, let's celebrate the greatness of Joey Millonaro as well, and salute to Sack, okay? Enjoying his...
Sack is crazy, bro. That is crazy.
Is he back in Arizona already?
The old Sack salute. No,
I don't think so. I think he goes in a couple weeks.
Yeah, he's got a couple more
But who
weeks.
Knows where Sack is these days?
He had to get 2 weeks of vacation. Yeah.